Tasmanians also went to the polls at the weekend. They voted overwhelmingly to change their government and in the process endorsed a radically different forest policy for the state. The new Liberal government is vowing to open up the state's forests for logging and overturn the deal negotiated to end the acrimony between the forest industry and environmental groups. The environment and union leaders who negotiated that deal are meeting in Hobart today, as Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The Premier-elect Will Hodgman went to the state election promising to rip up the forest peace deal. And despite pleas on election night from the Labor Premier and the Greens leader to change his mind, Mr Hodgman reiterated his promise during his victory speech.
We intend to deliver on all those things that we have committed to Tasmanians, no matter how challenging and now no matter how confronting they are. And that includes in our forest industry. That includes in unlocking the potential of this great state and supporting those regional towns.
Just what the forest industry will look like in Tasmania under the new government is yet to be worked out. The signatories to the Tasmanian Forest Agreement are meeting in Hobart today. The group includes representatives from the timber industry, the forest union and environmental groups. The special counsel is chaired by Jane Calvert from the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union. Ms Calvert hasn't been able to do an interview with the ABC because she's in the forestry meeting, but she's released a statement saying the union doesn't support Will Hodgman's plan to tear up the forest agreement. Phil Pullinger from Environment Tasmania is also at today's meeting, and before going in, he said that he still thinks the industry is committed to the agreement.
As far as I'm aware, all of the industry groups remain committed to the forests agreement that was signed, and that's the assumption that we're working on.
Mr Pullinger is treating today's meeting as business as usual.
Well, that's the Liberal Party's choice and the incoming government's choice. It's not our choice. We've made our decision. We've worked hard for several years. We've compromised. We've bent over backwards to get to an agreement that is workable and to do our very best to make that work. If the incoming government makes a decision to rip that up, that's really their decision, not ours.
Doesn't that put you in a situation, though, where today you have to start renegotiating the agreement in light of the Liberal victory?
No, not at all. No, we've signed the agreement. We've made that decision. We've gone through our board processes and signed up to it. We've made all the tough decisions and compromises to reach that agreement, and that's where we are. In good faith, we have and will continue to do everything possible to support the agreement that we've signed up to.
The agreement has had, over the years, both sides have walked away from it. By the end of today, do you expect that both sides will still be in agreement, or do you think that there will be yet another dispute?
That's what I would hope and anticipate. As I said, as far as we're aware, everyone that signed up to the agreement has remained signed up to and committed to the agreement. So that's what I would anticipate.
That's Phil Pullinger from Environment Tasmania, ending Felicity Ogilvie's report.